There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome on in. It's the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. The phone number. The day after the NFL trade deadline, and one that was shockingly quiet by Howie Rosen. So much to get to. Set 200 joins us 1 hour from now. Nick Sirianni's weekly press conference. A What If Wednesday. It's a Popeyes Wednesday. Elliot later in the show. And, of course, it is Cowboy Week. And ComboCon. We'll tell you about our big prize we're giving away. 215-592-9494. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philly. And, you know, I just found out today, this morning, as a matter of fact, that the Isley Brothers are from Cincinnati, Ohio. I never knew that. And that's one of my favorite groups ever. Never knew they were from Cincinnati.
Just like Ohio, just like you.
Yeah, did not know that. Cincinnati, like Ike, did not know that they were from Cincinnati.
So wait, who's the more famous people from Cincinnati?
Oh, it got to be the Isley.
Yeah, sorry, Ike. All right, we got a lot to get to today. Your phone calls here. And Hugh, there's, you know, yesterday we walked out of the studio at 2 o'clock, and the Eagles hadn't done anything yet. And I think you said off air to Spike and Ike the idea, like, well, they're not doing anything. And,
yeah.
And they were like, well, we got 2 hours, and I think we all
felt
that.
Yeah, they were mad when I said
well,
that.
Well, because, they had a show to do.
My bad, no.
But you guess what? You were right. They weren't doing anything. The Eagles went the entire trade deadline without doing anything. I mean, not even picking up a backup at a position. We talk about backup running back, backup offensive line, just adding something to help put this team over the top. And, look, I'm not shocked because we didn't have one complete area of obvious need. There wasn't one glaring hole, but I am very surprised at Howie Roseman, and I would call yesterday a failure by him. You know, I'm looking at the NFL today, and every team in the NFL that entered yesterday at 6-2 or better, right? The best teams record-wise in the NFL at 6-2 or better. Obviously, you got a 7-1 team, you got an 8-0 team, but 6-2 or better, the Eagles are in that category. They all added. They all did something except the Philadelphia Eagles. The Chiefs added Hopkins and Uche, the pass rusher. The Lions added Za'Darius Smith. Buffalo, obviously, a week ago or so, added Amari Cooper. Yesterday, the Commanders, the direct competition in this division to win the division and have a home playoff game, added Marshawn Lattimore. The Steelers added a pass rusher and a wide receiver. And then I got the Eagles, and they did nothing. 215-592-9494. I consider yesterday a failure by Howie Roseman. It felt a little bit like if we don't, we don't. Like, hey, yeah, we're pretty good right now, but if we don't do something special this year, oh well. It was an odd and bizarre trade deadline from an executive, Hugh, that is always aggressive. Every year they're in it. Howie does something. And they don't all work out, right? Robert Quinn didn't do much.
Yeah.
Kevin Byard last year called his own team meetings, and that was weird. But they also have worked out before, like Jay Ajayi in 2017. I was surprised at Howie, and I think yesterday, considering how well they've played the last month, I would consider it a failure by Howie not to approve the team. Hugh, where did you think? Where did you come down on all this?
You know what? I don't consider it a failure, Joe. I look at it more so trying to understand what I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and what we don't know is what the Eagles were thinking. But what I do know is that this defense is playing better. And I would even make the argument that offensively, we have the weapons where we have not reached our potential. Now, there was a Jahan Dotson sighting this weekend.
Like
it was
Bigfoot.
A sighting.
Yeah, it was like
it was like Bigfoot. It was kind of same thing.
Was that really him?
Yeah, same thing. Mm. Like, seriously, all jokes aside, that's a great analogy that you made. It's kind of like a Bigfoot sighting. I feel like what I don't know is that Howie feels that this team has not reached its potential on the offensive side of the ball. So that's probably why they didn't make any moves. And I know there has been a lot of talk about Saquon Barkley and his touches and all this other stuff. We still got Kenny Gainwell. We still got Kenny G. And we got Shipley back there who, you know, he scored a touchdown and got called back. So I think that there's some potential there. And I think that's where Howie is kind of looking. Kyle, stop that. I'm trying to be serious here. This is my moment to be serious.
Yeah, the refs stole a touchdown from Will Shipley. Yeah. Don't ever forget that what happened in Cincinnati.
And I feel like this defense is trending in the direction where everybody's comfortable with where they're going. Now, I know there was a lot of speculation about Bryce Huff, and I'm not going to lie, I was okay with if they decided to move on from him,
yep.
Even though I felt that that would probably have been a little bit premature. So it's obvious that they still feel like there's something that he could offer for this team. So I think they're in a good space right now. I think that they're trending in the right direction. And I think they want to see what they have before they added anything.
I think you're probably right. And what's frustrating about that is it feels like the 2024 Eagles are comfortable with good. Why didn't they try to be great yesterday? And I understand, like we referenced this yesterday on the show. Myles Garrett wasn't going anywhere. The Browns pretty much made that clear. Max Crosby wasn't going anywhere. I don't think the Cowboys were really even listening on Micah. I would have called, but that, you know, okay. I didn't expect the best, all, you know, great players, maybe future Hall of Famers to be traded yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
But there was enough good players out there
that you could have did. You felt like you could have did something.
Yeah, like I'm looking right now at Za'Darius Smith, who the Lions got. They didn't give up a second or third round pick. They gave up a fifth and a sixth to go get a good pass rusher. And look, they were probably more desperate because they lost Aiden Hutchinson. And I get that. But the Eagles may have to go through the Lions to get to the Super Bowl. And now they got better yesterday, and the Eagles didn't. It just was a very odd thing to watch the Eagles sit around. Again, if their record right now was 4-4, I would totally be okay with this. I would say, well, they're not good enough to invest. They're 6-2. I also think there's something to you show the locker room, we believe in you. We're adding. We're giving you a little boost here. 215-592-9494. Do you consider yesterday a failure by the Eagles at the trade deadline? I think Howie failed yesterday. He did not make this football team better. All right, yesterday Ross Tucker was with us, and he was asked, like, listen, should they do something? Are they going to do something? Ross didn't think they were. He was right on this. Here's Ross Tucker with the idea of why maybe nothing was on the way.
You know, doing something just to do something is not logical or is not a good process. You know, I know I heard you guys talking earlier about Za'Darius Smith. I mean, Za'Darius Smith, first of all, the Lions have nobody as edge rushers, so they had to get somebody. The Eagles, I mean, Sweat has 5 sacks in the last 4 games. The Eagles have other guys that are playing those snaps. And by the way, Za'Darius Smith was available in free agency. The Eagles chose to pay Bryce Huff a lot more than Smith got from the Browns.
Well, that's a fair point. They had a chance to get him in the offseason. They didn't want him then. They got Bryce Huff. There were good players available yesterday, and the prices weren't that big. The Eagles chose not to do it. 215-592-9494. I know this has snuck up on us. We have a 6-2 football team, usually 6-2 teams, and the NFL yesterday and the last couple weeks has shown it to us. Every team with a record as good or better than the Eagles made a move. Hey, what do you think the locker room thinks of this? Do you think it's something where they're like, maybe they don't believe in us as much?
And how we trust. I think that's what it is. To be honest, when I played, and I know that it was pointed out to me this morning, you know, that I'm a dinosaur.
How'd that make you feel?
It made me feel great. I like being put in perspective. I like perspective being brought to my attention every morning.
Yep.
So it was brought to my attention that I was a dinosaur and things are done differently now. But to be honest, when moves and stuff like that were talked about being made, it never really bothered me because I feel like they feel the same way because they're a good football team. They're 6-2, and like Brandon Graham says all the time, they're on the come. They're on the rise. They're getting better. They're getting better every week. So I feel like for them not to make a move, that makes them probably feel good about where they are because they feel like they have what they need already.
I hope they're right. I just think yesterday was an opportunity to get better. And the team that made the biggest move, I don't think it should be lost on us, the team that made the biggest move yesterday in terms of what they gave up were the Washington Commanders.
Commodores.
The team that we're directly competing as that's right above us in the division. 215-592-9494. Did the Eagles fail yesterday at the deadline? They did nothing. This is so bizarro, Howie. I mean, you go back to every year since he's been the GM again, you know, back to 2016-ish, Every year they're in it, he does something, right? 17, it was Jay Ajayi. 18, it was Golden Tate. They believe 19 was Jannard Avery. And again, these don't always work out, but they try.
Mm-hmm.
And yesterday, it didn't feel like they tried. Kyle, where'd you come down? We did an entire show yesterday on different ideas for the Eagles. They obviously did not take our ideas seriously because they did nothing.
It's a total failure, and I know a lot of people today are going to try and make themselves feel better, like Hugh.
Some coping.
Yeah, and say, we didn't need to do this, we didn't need to do that. But the reality of it is, other contenders made moves to attempt, right? We don't know if these moves are going to work out or not, but attempted to improve their team and increase their chances of winning a Super Bowl. The Eagles did not, and by extension, the Eagles' chances of winning the Super Bowl and competing in the NFC have decreased. Other teams increasing their chances means the Eagles' chances of competing have decreased. And I don't understand the sentiment of guys are going to lose snaps on the edge. Who cares? They're not good enough in that area. I would have liked another running back if they could do that. They did nothing. It's just weird that Howie couldn't, for some reason, or didn't want to find any area to improve this team when other teams set out at the trade deadline and said, this is an area that I think is a weakness on the team that might hold me back, and they addressed it. We didn't. It's a failure. There's no other way to put
it. Well, the other thing that happened, I thought, yesterday, Hugh, is they didn't give themselves any more cover. Like, I understand your point that they're getting better, right, on defense? But they also didn't add any more depth. Like, I don't want anyone to get hurt, but it's pro football, right? There is a chance, let's use a name. Like, Josh Sweat's been their best edge rusher the last couple weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe Josh Sweat, the way he's playing now, is better than anyone traded yesterday. What if they lose Josh Sweat? Then our edge rushers are Bryce Huff, Nolan Smith, and Brandon Graham, and Jalix Hunt?
Jalix Hunt is he's on the rise, though.
I know, but
they like him.
Yeah, but they like, but is the objective just to be good or to win? Well, yesterday didn't feel to me like they are trying to win the Super Bowl this year. I didn't feel that.
I feel like, I know that what we're doing today is we're coping.
And well, you're coping.
No, y'all coping.
I'm not coping.
You people.
I'm being real.
You people are coping.
No, I'm being real. Yesterday told me the Eagles aren't looking we got to win the Super Bowl year.
Let me tell you why I feel like you people are coping. And when I say you people, I mean all the fans.
At 10-11.
I mean,
10-11.
On the day after the election. You people. I'm talking to all the 4-for-4s out there. This is what we're doing. And if you're being honest with yourself, You'll understand exactly where I'm coming from. You're lumping in right now, if you're being honest, the Eagles with the Phillies.
Yes.
In the you ain't even let me finish.
Yes.
Saying that.
Yes.
You're lumping them in because of what the Phillies didn't do.
Yes.
During the trade deadline.
Yeah.
That's what you're feeling.
Why wouldn't I?
I mean, it's not the same thing.
Okay, but you have a team that's good.
Yes.
A chance to do something really good. Now,
yes.
I thought the Phillies, if we're being honest, I thought the Phillies midway through the year were better than this Eagles team, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I looked at them as more likely to win the World Series than I look at the Eagles to win the Super Bowl. But they're both good teams. And the Phillies didn't do enough, and it bit them.
Okay, so I want you to answer this question for me, Joe, and be honest as you possibly can.
All right.
In that scenario with the Phillies, Would you say that the Phillies felt a little stagnant going into the trade deadline and they didn't do anything?
Yes, I would agree with that.
Okay, the Eagles they're not stagnant.
No,
they're rising.
I agree with you, yeah.
So that's why. You know, I mean, I'm not trying to, you're going to feel the way you feel. I'm just trying to make it make sense for you.
So I agree with you on that. That is a different scenario. The Phillies had started to struggle a little bit and maybe the deadline
and they have been
it.
Struggling. And when you look at the data, they have been struggling since they came from
London.
During that time from since they came from London.
And the Eagles are rising. But let me ask you this. Are we fooling ourselves? Are the Eagles fooling themselves? They are rising. But I heard Joe say the number this morning. I'm trying to remember the exact number he gave. If you add up the wins and losses of the last four teams they've beaten, right? The Browns, the Giants, the Jaguars, and the Bengals. I think it's like those teams combined are like 10-26. So,
yeah, scoring is down in the NFL, though.
So are
we, that stat in there.
Are we fooling ourselves? Are the Eagles really rising, or have we played three of the five worst teams in the NFL the last 4 weeks?
I mean, okay. Let me look at, okay, with that analogy and that philosophy right there, let me go look and see the teams that the Commodores have played.
Similar. I think they're probably similar.
Similar team. Bengals.
But they went for it.
The Cardinals.
But they traded for Lattimore yesterday.
No, but what I'm saying is this. And they probably needed Lattimore because I'm like looking at the point differential that they gave up in the games that they won, they probably needed to go get some safety help. They probably needed
that. Don't we need help?
I feel like the way that this young – we just put – Cooper DeJean in the secondary. He looks like he's been the Band-Aid that
he's been great.
We needed.
Yep.
Isaiah Rodgers is back there now until Slay comes back. This defense is trending in the right direction. And like y'all like to point out all the time to me, especially this last week.
Say it.
The defense only gave up 16 points last week.
Mm-hmm.
So even though we're not getting the pass rush, what is the problem? Because they're playing well. They're playing well. They're not getting the numbers in. And if I'm not mistaken, and I know that the Detroit Lions went out and they got a pass rusher.
Yep.
They mirror the Detroit Lions as far as defensive output goes right now, as far as the sack totals and everything like that. They're probably 4-5 or something like that. So, they're in the same realm.
Okay.
That's the point I'm making.
And I get you. The Eagles have risen to the point where they're kind of close to these other teams. But the other teams got better yesterday. The Eagles chose to stay the same. 215-592-9494 was yesterday a failure by the Eagles. They're 6-2, and they added nothing at the trade deadline. It felt like a shrug of the shoulders by Howie, saying, we'll see what we got.
I feel like you wanted to make a move just to make a move.
No, I wanted to get better. You have one more chance. Like, the deadline offers a unique thing, right? It's one last chance to add something. They can't add anything other than a free agent or some guy off the street. They didn't. I mean, that was their decision yesterday.
I don't buy the make a move just to make a move thing. Like, is what the Lions did, making a move just to make a move?
Well,
no,
they had
an area they thought was weak and addressed it.
I feel like
because
this,
it's on the same.
I feel like every team that makes moves, it's an individual move. And what I mean by that is the price that the Eagles, they might quote the Eagles, might not be the same price that is quoted to the Detroit Lions. Maybe they tried to get Za'Darius Smith.
Maybe they did.
And maybe they asked for more than what the Eagles.
Why would that make sense? Because
what do you mean, why would it make
sense?
Well,
the Lions should be more desperate in this situation. They actually lost a pass rusher and would need one.
No, but maybe.
So if anyone, they're going to rake over the coals, it's the Lions.
But no, but this is the point that I'm trying to make. Maybe the offer for the Detroit Lions offer was better than the one that the Eagles were willing to give, or maybe Eagles didn't want to give up.
I don't believe that. But if the second part of what you said is the case, I think that's wrong.
I mean, but that's the whole point of this conversation. It's we don't know what we don't know. I'm just trying to offer, you know, up some scenarios.
You know, we don't know. That's the one thing about trade deadline stuff. Sometimes the reports come out afterwards. They kind of trickle out. Mm-hmm. You're right, Hugh. We don't know the behind the scenes. All we can react to is what we do know, right? Za'Darius Smith's a Lion, and Preston Smith's a Steeler.
And you're looking at other people's backyard.
Of course I am, because you got to beat the other people to win the Super Bowl.
You do have to beat the other folks.
All right, 215-592-9494. Let's hear from Sheil Kapadia. He was talking about edge rushers, and somebody said here, and I love his stuff, and I love when he's on the afternoon show. I usually kind of, Sheil and I feel like see the game a little bit similar. I usually kind of aligned with him. He said something here that I disagreed with the idea of what an edge rusher could have actually done if they brought.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games and a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
One, and here's Sheil Kapadia.
Is it a rental or is it somebody who's signed for the next 2 years, 3 years, or whatever? And then you look at that position of edge rusher. So say you bring someone in like Za'Darius Smith. Now are you sort of benching Nolan Smith? Are you taking snaps away from him? Is he a first-round pick you feel like is developing and going in the right direction? So I understand all the factors there. Again, I was kind of on the fence with those moves at edge rusher. I think they could have made one, but I'm not killing them. I don't think that's going to be the difference on whether they, you know, get to the NFC Championship or beyond.
See, I disagree with that. One player can make a difference. And what he said there, when he talked about it, you want to take away snaps from Nolan Smith, is this a development year or is this a championship year? I'm wondering.
Nolan Smith has played well. and you want him to develop. I'm just playing into what you just said, development year. But you want him to get better as a pass rusher. So in order for him to get better, you got to let him play.
Right, but is this year about winning a championship and getting to the Super Bowl?
I think both things can happen.
They could, but that's hard. Sometimes you got to pick a lane. I feel like yesterday the Eagles tried to straddle the two lanes. Pick a lane. Either you're trying to win right now, or this is a long-term thing, and we're not. Let's go to the phone lines here. 215-592-9494. Alex is in Philadelphia. Hey, Alex.
What's up, Joe?
Hey, Alex. What's up, buddy?
How are you?
What up, man?
Hey. All right, I just want to say, Joe, I don't want to beat you up. You're my guy. I love you guys.
Alex, guess what, Alex? I don't want to beat you up either.
You're right. I think the Eagles did the right thing. I believe that Howie's putting faith in those guys. Like, we don't need any help. You guys can do it.
Well, that is one way to look at it, Alex. That it's almost a vote of confidence to the guys they have here.
Yeah,
like,
that's what it kind of feels
we don't
like.
Need any help. We got enough in this building.
We don't need no stinking patches.
Yeah, we got it. So we're just going to see, because they're getting better every week.
Every week, Joe.
You see what Bond did last week? Although he was all over the place.
He was great.
All over the place. And if they could do that on a consistent level, we're going to be fine. And we're going to get to the quarterback. We have no worries on that issue right there. So I think what Howie did was the best for the team. Best decision.
Alex, good phone call, man. All right, he's with you, Hugh. Is that coping or is that belief? What do we count that as?
No, I think it's like, I feel like people are starting to pick up what I'm putting down here. Because, I got this therapy couch over here. Y'all can't see it because it's like, it's over there in the
corner. It's a nice couch, yeah.
It's a nice little couch. And I'm trying to get y'all mind right.
Well, I thought the guy that's leading a bus of people down to New Orleans would want to have added a good player to help us get to New Orleans.
I try to analyze. See, what I do when I leave. See, when I leave work here, y'all need to know, I don't stop working. I'm constantly thinking about these wonderful, awesome takes that I have
long
every day.
Long thinking.
I've been thinking about these takes that I have every day that try to help people cope with their day-to-day eagledom.
Well, I need you to help me because
they're Philly-dom and all the other dumbs that we do. The Sixer-dom.
Yeah, that
they still need to hire me though.
Dumb is the right word for the Sixers. That's
hey, yo, the hell with the Sixers, man.
215-592-9494. It just felt to me yesterday like the Eagles did a. If we are really good, great. If we're not, we'll get them next
year.
We'll
figure it out as we go. I don't believe that. I believe that they feel like the quarterback has been playing well.
Yes.
But there's been room for improvement. This offense is predicated, well, when we signed our receivers, we wanted to push the ball down the field. We haven't been doing that because we've been relying heavily on the run game. Now, I'm thinking, and I still believe that this is a 30 to 35 scoring offense. They could still be that.
For the season?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, I think so. Ew. They just have to get the quarterback in the right space. I believe that. I still believe that. I do.
Maybe once in a while, 30, 35 per game.
Yeah, but at some point, and we know this, Joe, at some point your quarterback's going to have to win some games for you. You can't be Saquon Barkley. Your quarterback's going to have to sit back there, and he's going to have to win some games for you. Not saying he hasn't done that, but there's going to be some games where you're going to look at that stat sheet, and there's going to be 30 throws on there. It's going to be 30 to 35 throws.
I'm just telling you that when the Eagles are in it, Howie Roseman goes for it. And this is bizarre that he didn't. I consider yesterday a failure. The other teams in the NFL that are good got better. The Eagles stood pat. 215-592-9494. For your reaction to yesterday's trade deadline, the Eagles did nothing. They're 6-2. Does it upset you? Are you okay with that? Where do you come down on the Eagles not doing anything? Kyle and I consider it a failure. Hugh, who we thought wants to get to the Super Bowl, is now okay with just being okay. I mean, that's I'm hearing that. Hugh's okay with just being okay. Your reaction to yesterday's trade deadline with no moves. We come back. Well, when we get back, let's give some more theories as to why no move was made by the Eagles. Because we got a few. Like, what really was going on? Plus, it is day two of Combo-Con, your chance to win an incredible prize and to be entered into a huge grand prize giveaway. Give you all the details coming up. 215-592-9494. It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.